Okay. We're holding here in Parshas Vayera. It's in Eben Ezra on B'Shem Shakai, where he continues, we spoke last times about the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a set of following. He's going into the understanding a little bit of what Kel Shakai means. Yodanu ki Hashem bara gimel elamos sheiskarti. He's mentioned before that Hashem created three worlds. There is a higher world, a lower world, a middle world. So you have the high world, which are Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have the low world, which are the people that they're the ones who receive Dashpa. And then you have a world that serves to direct Dashpa in different ways. If I could sort of give a little bit of a muscle fit, he's talking about that entire range of kochavim, mazolos, malachim, possibly. Those items which are not the physical recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence, but they are, they become conduits, and it gives us a certain sense, like when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos are as follows, X, Y, Z, and so on. That type of framework is all a is this type of whatever what he's calling here the middle world. Ubavur knishan gavomalam tsai. If a person's neshama really is higher than that, im hoisa nefesh chachama v'kir ma'is Hashem shem b'lom tsai v'adem tsai v'nicha. If a person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Ma'is Hashem and understands that they are really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's left over all the taivas of this world, and completely attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if in the stars there's supposed to be something predestined bad, Hashem shedavak bo yisavef sidot tzir mirasei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's attached to will save him from that. Let's explain this point a little bit. It's a very critical point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top. Everything comes from him. Yes. The world, the non-human world, are mekablin who don't have the ability to receive directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, let's translate to words that mean something to us, that there is a world of nature that's the superstructure that that funnels it. So the world has structure within itself, cause and effect, and doesn't go straight to Hashem. When we ask somebody, why did this fall down? The answer is not Hashem. The answer is gravity. Who implemented gravity? Who put gravity into place? And so on and so forth. Paul Lemus, Hosemus, there's a long chain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the end of that chain. That's the physical world, and that's the reality that they face. Man can go up or down. He can be part of that same reality, and therefore really, really is dependent on a physical world, that mid-level kochavim mazolos, which for us could be the laws of nature, laws of history, basically those patterns that of something between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. If the person rises above it, then the person becomes straight attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, oblivious to all of the conduits, the natural conduits of Kohav Mazolos. A Gemara where we see something like this, The Gemara says that there's a certain type of wild donkey that when he kicks you, there's no cure for his kicks. They're very devastating. Except Reb Chanina ben Dosa says there's nothing, you know, everything is b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and einod melvado k'siv, and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes no difference what it is. Reb Chanina ben Dosa put his foot on the cave of steak, the snake bit it, the snake died. Reb Chanina ben Dosa said, Mishama le shemesh yadlik, yema lechoymet v'yadlik. Reb Chanina ben Dosa was a person who lived without any sense of shluchim between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him. And therefore he said, no, there is no such thing. He says Kishuv is called Kishuv because it's Mekachesh Tamalei Shalmaila. There's no such thing like that. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it makes very little difference what the natural process is like. That's the madrega of a person who rose above it. One of the things that gets translated, there's a famous school of Nefesh HaChaim writes that if a person is in a tzara and he thinks of Einod Movado, Hashem Echad, all the time will be saved, and they said Biskarov did it. Those are wonderful, wonderful schoolers. The school is not just to say the words. The school is when a person lives with that. And I just want to be a little more blunt about when it's relevant, when it's not relevant. A person is in danger, and then he says, "Oh, Einad Mavad is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm Mechubad Duh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll save me." The Mechubad Duh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also when things are going well, and he has the ability to make a lot of money or to gain something by cutting a little corner, by pushing somebody out of his way, rightfully, not so rightfully, or whatever. To be aggressive with someone. If you really believe Einod Melvado, then, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia, what are all these Darkei HaTeva? It's not a game. You can't, you know, when you have no choices, you can't turn and say, I believe only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be consistent. Rav Chanina was consistent. This was him. This was how he lived, everything. So, if you're on such a madrega, that's what the Ben Ezra says. A person can rise, it's a madrega. You can rise to a position where there's nothing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're beneath that world, and then you're beholden to that world. The Kache says, "If Yesh Rachash Yakar, if let's say, for instance, it says that the person should be barren, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will figure out a way to get around it, because he's not beholden to that process. Therefore, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Tzei Mitzegninus, you're not, you rise above the Avodah Zarah, the Kishuv, and so on. Ein Mazal Yisrael, it says. Valkein Oma Hashem Lavrom Koidem V'Arba Zarecha Ani Kel Shakai. Before he told Avram V'Arba Zarecha, he said Ani Kel Shakai. Shepi Rushoi Minatzeach Marasal Yonis. I can push away. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, I know that the Shemayim, the all sorts of stars, your stars are preventing you from getting from having children. I can knock them out of the way. So he says, Lo yishem arachat yishachis, rak sheyeda hadavik bishmoy shemizchar shetoyif shem arachatzei. What it means is the person recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was superseded the stars. And that's why Yaakov said, "Amalcha goes to me called Ra," because it means there's somebody there who helps me jump over it. But there's also called Torah Shafarshayit. Vehine says, "Ha'avos lo gear malosim dafka b'shem kimoisha." Their madrega of Dveik HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not like Moshe's. Asher yado Hashem ifanim panim. It was a madrega of Dveikus that was panim al panim. Alkeno Yochum Moshe Lishanos told us Olam Hashapul Lechadish Oisei Simoisim Shal Yochlo Avis Lechashem. Moshe could do nisim at a level that others couldn't, because to do those nisim, you needed a strong perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being totally the world not having any meaning or discretionary power in its own, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once looked at a footnote, I think he was quoting somebody. It says that when Rav Chaim Vadoisa changed the Shemen he didn't change it, but he said, Mishom l'shemesh yadlik, yom l'chometz yadlik. So the Gemara of the Antinus speaks about not being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to do nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds it's not something that he would like to do, that he wants to do. So how was he allowed to do something as flagrant as that? You know, sort of watch in and say, okay, Misham, Shem Yadik, this Yadik. The witness said, there's a type of nace where the perception of the nace is, or there's a type of person, that the perception of a nace is, I am countermanding the natural order, and I am doing something unusual, something incredible. That's called a tircha. A tircha means when you go against something, against the grain of something, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go against the grain of natural order is a tircha there. So the thing was a madrega where he said, I don't understand. Misham l'shem yadlik, yom l'chometz yadlik. It's like a muscle. If let's say the head of a corporation, or somebody's a total head of a corporation, or a king, or whatever you want, has said that, you know, if anybody to be in the hole, you need to have a blue ID card, only blue. And then somebody comes in, a good friend says, oh, here, take this ID card and wear it, it's pink. And he says, but one second, but the rules are that it has to be blue. And he said, well, I said it's pink, so it's pink, that's fine. And it's not the pshat that he's doing something against the orders. I mean, the orders are valid because he ordered them, and if he ordered, what's the difference? The blue and pink are just different orders. That oil burns and chometz doesn't burn is just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world that way. So the words Misha Omar L'shem Yadlik rings with Baruch Sha'omar V'haya Olam. In other words, his tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world is that the world is in constant state of Bria. It is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it to be. And therefore there's no it's not going to make a difference. That's not called the tircha. No, the tircha is not called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's our perception of what's happening. V'hinei says, Moshe Amar Shnei Dvarim, Moshe said two things. First of all, Lama Zeshachtani, and secondly, V'hatzel Tzalta, and V'heshev Ala Achro, Ata Tira Shezel Aparo. So the first one, for the second one, he said, well, just wait and see what's going to unfold. Valarishon, on the other words, we said, Lom Shachtoni, Vayemelov, Ani Hashem, Vatam, Kayedeho Oves, Nodesh Mishush Kel Shakai, Vayotcha Yivoda Shmi Hashem, Anichbat Baolom, Kasha Oma, Lakacham Yisrael, Ani Hashem. So he said, you asked me what the purpose of your mission is. The purpose of your mission is to bring a new sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is into the world. Others were able to bring one daraga. I chose you to bring the second daraga, which is this madriga of Havaya, that the key of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that was Eben Ezra. The Ramban speaks about Eben Ezra, the next piece. V'achochem Reb Avrom Pirush kibeis b'kel shakei moshechas. So Ebenezer says Bekel Shakai is Hemshchah, the first part of the Pasuk, and he says that the Inyan HaKosov, he brings Ebenezer that the Ovis saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as overcoming heavenly opposition and doing all sorts of miracles and so on, and give them wealth and everything good. And the main thing is he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the nisim that were to the others one needs him within the arena of the possible, within the arena of nature. So he fought kings, and they had wealth and kavod, and like the rest of the brachas and in the Torah, which is not teva, but it's not a major shini either. This is a point that Ramban stresses many places, that Torah itself, in its very rock bottom premise, is not natural. For instance, if I say that my field grew a lot of crops, that's not unnatural, it's not a miracle. But if I say every year that I daven the very, very warm Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur and gave a lot of money for tzedakah, the field grew extremely well. That is a nace, because there's no natural cause effect between Shemoneh Esrei and tzedakah to how well your field grows. So the Ramban says, really, all linkage of physical events to non-physical entities is a nace, because there's no cause effect between how well you did a kafis to how well the crops grew. Doing good things shouldn't add or take away any physical benefits. The schar and onus in our world belongs to the category of neis, but a hidden neis. Yechashibem leroyim shemin hagishal olam. People think that it's natural. You know, crops grow and I do well. Vein ba'adam einis habemis, but really the onus of schar. Umipneizet tarich haTorah beYehudah shalom hazeh. That's why the Torah keeps talking about these things. Lo tivay yura neshal manishamis ki elu moshe genegra tolada. So he says he says an extraordinary point, it's something that we see the difference between a shallow approach to these things to a deeper thought. If we ask ourselves, which is more of a nace, the things in Olam Haba, or the brachas that we lay in Bukhokosai, if you do good and so on, in Olam Hazeh? So I say, well, what are you talking about? I mean, all that happens in Bukhokosai is you get a lot of crops, they grow, there's peace, this and that. I mean, those are nisim, they're nice, but I mean, Olam Haba is like incredibly nice. Ramban says, no. Ramban says, Olam Haba is a different world, a different entity, a different Metzias, and it's very, very likely that the person, that Olam Haba exists extraordinary things, but that's not a nace, it's a different world. It's a different world with its own set of realities, and within that framework, this makes sense. But, in our world, that there's any linkage between physical and non-physical, that's a nace, because that's like an impossibility. So let's just take a kind of an example. Let's say in geometry you have different types of geometry. The famous Riemann, the parallel lines, and if they never meet, they always meet, there are many parallel lines, and so on and so forth. Now, if you hypothesize, imagine a world where there may be more than one parallel line to one given point, and so on and so forth. Once I take that assumption, I can build a whole geometry, and the geometry is not strange. It's very consistent and makes a lot of sense. It just, we don't know where that world is, but it makes sense. But if someone were to take some element, one element of it, and try to put it into our reality, that would be incredible. The world of Ruchnius is the world of Ruchnius, and therefore, there's nothing incredible about any parts of it. We're just not familiar with that world. But the linkage, it says, when the Torah comes along, if the Torah comes along and tell us, in Olam Haba, 600,000 angels are sitting and roasting Leviathan for you, and Leviathan tastes like this and this and that, you know, that's not a nace, that's a different reality. But in our world, the reality is locked. And crops grow because they have good fertilizer, a lot of water and sunlight and not sharp climate. And if it still grows, despite whatever it is, and the only reason it grew was because the person, on a year that the person daven nicely grows, the year that daven nicely doesn't grow, that's nice. This is, yes. Okay. So, I think we'll hold it here. Yeah, okay. Good.